Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. Welcome. So happy that you tuned in to God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast today at godsword.eprn.us. Today I want to bring to you the biblical story of Esther. First, let us hear the word of the Lord as written in the book of Esther, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. This happened in the days of Ahasuerus, the same Ahasuerus who ruled over 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia. In those days when King Ahasuerus sat on his royal throne in the citadel of Susa, in the third year of his reign, he gave a banquet for all his officials and ministers, the army of Persia and Media, and the noble governors of the provinces were present. The word of the Lord. King Ahasuerus, who was the king of Persia, which is now modern-day Iran, conquered the world. And in that endeavor, he invaded Israel, and he took many of God's people into exile. So there were many Jews living in Persia. King Ahasuerus decided to host a lavish banquet to celebrate his great power and kingship. The banquet lasted a whole week. And in the middle of the week, the king summoned his queen, Vashti, to the banquet so that he could show off her beauty. But Queen Vashti realized that the people at the soiree were in a drunken state, and she didn't want to be embarrassed like that. So Queen Vashti didn't go. That was unheard of. The king thought Vashti's disobedience to him might cause wives throughout the kingdom to disobey their husbands. As a result, Vashti was banished from her throne and the kingdom of Persia. Then one day the king was feeling lonely without Vashti. So his counselors came up with an idea to gather all the beautiful young women in the kingdom, and the king could select his new queen from among them. The king liked that idea and consented to it. Among the young women was Esther. She guarded her identity that she was a Jew because she knew that many people in the kingdom had a disdain for Jews. Esther also had an uncle who raised her. His name was Mordecai, and Mordecai didn't bow before anyone but the Lord. Not even before the king did he bow. An evil man named Haman went to the king with a plan to annihilate all of the Jews in Persia as a means of protecting the kingdom. The king believed Haman and signed an edict or a law to that effect. Mordecai told Esther about this plan, told her to reveal her identity to the king, because certainly he would not kill his queen. Now we will listen to a song entitled "Born for This, Esther" by Mandisa.
Shelter underneath his crown, found faith. there's a time, but it's not now. Sometimes you gotta go.
Was born for such a time as that. Let's see what happens as Esther's story continues. Esther was afraid, but she planned her approaches to the king very carefully. During her meetings with the king, she asked to have two meals with Haman and the king. At the first meal, she revealed Haman's evil plot. At the second meal, she revealed her Jewish identity and explained how she and all her people would be killed according to the edict. This infuriated the king. As a result, as the events unfolded, Haman was hanged from the very gallows that he had ordered to have built for Mordecai to be hanged from. Esther again fearfully went before the king without being summoned. Again, the king received her. Esther told the king that the edict would still kill her and all her people. So the king issued a new law that gave the Jews the right to bear arms against the coming attack. When that day came, the Jews rose up against their adversary and defended themselves. Palace officials rose up and helped them against the attack. The Jewish people were victorious. Immediately, the Jewish people instituted a celebration to God's victory. This festival lasted until this very day. It's called Purim. This year, 2021, Purim began in the evening of Thursday, February 25th, and ended in the evening of February 26th. During Purim, the Jewish people exchange gifts of food and drink. They eat a celebratory meal, and there is a public recitation of the scroll of Esther. Usually it's read in the, it's recited in the synagogue. They remember the provisions by God and Esther's bravery. By her bravery, Esther saved an entire nation of people from annihilation. Amen. The closing song is entitled No More by Becca Shea. And this song is based on 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5.
Even try. I am you no more. It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. Chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.